Charles Benjamin Howard was a businessman, industrial lumber merchant, and also a politician in Sherbrooke in the 40s, 50s, and early 60s. He was a fascinating character. He died in 1964, but his legacy is kept alive today in the form of Eric Langlois. He's an actor. He's an artist. He's an actor, radio announcer, musician, and he is gracing CJMQ studio today with his presence. It's Hi. Very, very nice to have you here today.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Sylvia, for this very nice and friendly invitation.
So can you tell us a little bit about Senator Howard? I know that is only one of the things that you do.
Yeah. But
perhaps that is what the English community mm-hmm. may know you by, is that you do play Senator Howard.
Well, Senator Howard is for me a great friend, you know, because he permitted me to show to the community how I was talented, you know, because before that character, not much people were knowing me in the Eastern Township, but this character was a very famous one, mm-hmm. and I think that he has a love story with the area. He was a man of Eastern Township. He's born in Smith Mills. Mm-hmm. It's very near from Stanstead at the border.
Right.
His parents lived in that little village. And he arrived in Sherbrooke at the age of 6 and studying at the Mitchell School, the actual Mitchell School in the Old North. But after that, he made his commercial course at mm-hmm. Sherbrooke Seminary,
right.
So in French. Mm-hmm. So that's where he learned French. And after that, and he loved to speak French, mm-hmm. and he speak it very well. And he was Irish by his father, Scottish by his mother. He says he was French by heart. mm-hmm. And he was Anglophone by the language because his parents were immigrants, and this man leaves us a mm-hmm. patrimonial treasure inside the city of Sherbrooke, has Howard Estate. Mm-hmm. He built it. He paid for to build that very nice castle between 1920 and 1926. His father was bought that land from British American Land Company in 1913. So this here is the century of the estate. So it was a large land, including the actual Howard estate. Mm-hmm. So it was from Ontario. Ontario Street was at that time in 1913, the end of this Sherbrooke City. So mm-hmm. they bought that from Ontario, including the lands from Portland Street at the north, Magog River at the south. Mm-hmm. So it's including Parc Jacques Cartier also.
Wow, that's a big area.
Yeah, and on the west side, finish at the Pine Street. Well, there's a solitary pine. There's a little park there, just maybe kilometers west of Parc Jacques Cartier. He sold the Jacques Cartier Park in 1930. To the city of Sherbrooke.
Right.
For the effort after the crisis to support the peoples who don't have any jobs.
Right.
So the men who don't have any jobs can go on that project and work to make that park. So that's why he sold that part to mm-hmm. the city of Sherbrooke.
Well, certainly it is a beautiful park today for Sherbrookers to enjoy. We can go in there, enjoy the beautiful flowers.
And the greenhouses.
And the greenhouses.
The unique greenhouses, because it's iron cast greenhouses. So it's very rare in mm-hmm. Canada. So he was on his tour, a Canadian member of parliament, 1926 to 1939, uh-huh. and became, been nominated by Mr. Mackenzie King mm-hmm. as senator from there to the end of life.
And so this is something that you do, and you do this very well. You play Senator Howard, and you actually become him.
Yeah. Well, I find lots of things on him, and I meet lots of people who were working for with him mm-hmm. Or for him in his company, and they are old now, but mm-hmm. they can translate the feeling of the senator.
They could give you stories
yes.
about what it was like to be working for
yes.
him.
And he became like a legend, you know,
yes.
this man. So I know that he was speaking French because he learned it at school. But after, when he was very young, he was working for his father in La Beauce area. Mm-hmm. So he learned French, but like a Beauceron, you know?
Yeah.
So it was a kind of mix of language.
So when you are in character and you speak just like he spoke, don't you?
Well, in English, and I give him the voice of a man. He was a very good man, a good Jack, you know. So people says he was always happy and funny. Mm-hmm. And when it was grave, he was funny. Yes. He find a way to change the mind.
He could make a heavy situation a little bit lighter.
Yes. So I give him it sounds for me like, hey, here, mm-hmm. how are you? Welcome to Howard Estate. It sounds like this, you know.
Right, yeah.
And in French, I give them the accent, the English accent. So, so when he's talking about his mother, uh-huh. his Scottish mother, he says, "Mon mère était une femme écossaise." So it sounds like a man who drives between English and French.
Yes.
And his mother was also a part of Gaelic, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, "I'm all mixed up with that French, English, and Gaelic. So pardon me my accent."
Right. Well, you do it very, very well. And you have a special event in September at the Howard Estate. Well, maybe you could tell us a little bit about that.
Well, this here is the 12th year or something around that, mm-hmm. or maybe 11th year. But that's a great party in the estate. So that's the only weekend where people can go inside the houses.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have to know that inside the houses, the city of Sherbrooke bought these houses in 1963-62, just 2 years before he died. And for 10 years, they were closed, the houses, and don't know what to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
In 1970s, I have to say, they renovate the houses. And from this time, this is a different part of the Sherbrooke administrations. Actually, inside, this is Destination Sherbrooke,
mm-hmm.
so Sherbrooke Tourism and industrial and commercial organizations. People working for paramunicipal organizations.
Right.
So that's why we cannot go inside the houses all the year round. But the second weekend of September on each year, there is a party. So the people can visit the houses and find little secrets inside,
mm-hmm.
Also visiting the gardens. Mm-hmm. But during this weekend, on 3 days, we have lots of activities that people can go and see on the website,
mm-hmm.
Les Rendezvous de Howard.
That's the name of the...
.com. So they can find there the information for mm-hmm. all the things, but you can hear musicians, public animations,
mm-hmm.
a little farm. We have little pets, mm-hmm. farm pets in it. There is also a very nice thing on the Friday night is the Scottish meal. This Scottish meal is a bit expensive. It's like $75 or around that. But people can drink scotch with Senator. Then discover different scotch, and the meal is prepared by La Rue Vergoulde, the Gould Rush restaurant in Gould, and it's in Eastern Townships near Lingwick. And so you can taste the original taste of, or the influence of, mm-hmm. the Scotch people in the area.
Well, it is certainly an event not to be missed. I'm looking forward to it again this year, and I think it's growing.
Yeah.
Every year it's bigger and bigger. But not only do you do that, you also offer tours as Senator Howard. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about the tours.
Yes.
That you do.
Well, inside the theater company that we have formed since lots of years now, Les Productions Traces et Souvenirs with Madame Lisanne Galin as leader of the group. Of our group, artist group. She prepared a tour. The tour is written by Mrs. Anne Dansereau. And this is Senator Memories. These groups have to be maybe at least 30 person.
So they could book.
They can book a tour with that company.
And so these buses, they can come from
From everywhere, from here or otherwhere in the province or mm-hmm. in the country,
mm-hmm.
to learn more about the senator. So senators Howard goes in a bus, and he's telling about his life,
mm-hmm.
and he bring the people in different part where he was prison in a city, mm-hmm. like Parc Jacques Cartier, of course,
yes.
and talk about the history of Parc Jacques Cartier, but why he gave the Parc Jacques Cartier there and bring people in the estate and then in the downtown, because he was owner of different or president of different administrations. Mm-hmm. So he talk about Sherbrooke. Mm-hmm. He talked about Eastern Township because he was very proud to be a man from Eastern Township. And, well, that's a great tour of
two and a half hour duration. So it's for 2.5 hours. And when is it available? Is it available on weekends?
Oh, well, as the group likes. So at your hour, at your day, if I'm available, of course.
But so if I wanted one next week, I would call who?
You can call at Les Productions Tracé Souvenance, okay. or at the tourism office. They can give you the information for that tour also.
A tour could be booked. Yeah. Okay.
And I'm also playing in a tour that we call Par le Chemin des Fresques, The Murals Road.
Oh, yes.
And it's a tour, it's a very theater tour. So people are bring into the 1950s.
Oh.
Okay. First character arrived in the bus, mm-hmm. and this is my character of historian teacher, mm-hmm. and he talk with people and present them the city, and then he brings the people near the river, mm-hmm. Mega River,
right,
on the promenade of Lac des Nations, mm-hmm. and there they meet a man. The garden man of Mr. Howard, working on the side of the river, and this character is from 1950.
So now these characters are both played by you, right?
Yeah,
that's a little secret.
Yeah. So well, and then that's okay. People they discover me in that. So from this point, people are going in 1952.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very fun, mm-hmm. and they meet different character of the city of Sherbrooke. But it's very they can laugh about the tour. It's a French tour for this mm-hmm. one. Mm-hmm. If people want to have Anglophone tour, this is Howard Memories.
Yes.
Or maybe Tracé Souvenance. Mm-hmm. This tour is also available in English.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of Anglophone of the on the area made that tour.
Oh yeah.
They can reserve that. This tour is available in English, and it comes to Bishop's University also, and it talks about the Eastern Township Sherbrooke mm-hmm. and Eastern Township's first time in the 1984, maybe.
And also you do something else, and that is now more over Magog way, where you have the...
I'm born in Magog.
You were born in Magog, okay.
So that's why people ask me to do something, some things in Magog. So this summer, La Maison des Arts de la Parole of Sherbrooke on Wellington Street asked me to be in the troops for as a storyteller.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the man from Magog cruise.
Yes.
Le Grand Cru.
Right.
So this new boat just drive on Man from Magog Lake. Mm-hmm. And it's a story about the lake, but also the monsters of the lake.
The Men from Magog
monster. Well, you can be surprised that there was lots of monsters in the lake.
Yeah.
But Memphrey was the one who's still there, and people can see him with me.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So for a few weeks in July, I will be on this boat, and I will be back at the end of September. After Les Rendezvous d'Howard, I will be back on the boat for a couple of weeks, and October also.
Okay, so it sounds like there's a lot going on this summer. It's a busy summer for you. You're a very busy person.
We like to be busy.
Yes.
But in September, well, I will cross the agenda a bit with the storyteller and my teaching job at Le Collège de Sherbrooke, Cégep. For as drama teacher for the young people in communication, art, literature, who want to know what is the theater or drama experience. So they learned for the first part of the year. And for the second part after Christmas, we're preparing the presentation for March.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, just once again, if anyone is interested in any of those tours or to find out more about Senator Howard.
And Howard's Memories. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
So they can call at the tourist information of Sherbrooke. So okay. I think this is the easy way. The phone number is 821 1919, so 821-1919, and they can speak with Louis Gauvin, and they will give you information about all these tours and probably the way to join me if you want to make a project with me, because I'm open to other project. Mm-hmm. I will also be in Uplands, mm-hmm, on night, because I was actor on the little film Montreal cinema students. They made a film about Lennoxville. Mm-hmm. They call that Lennox Vegas.
Oh.
And there was two character, French character, arriving in Lennoxville, and they're meeting French, but sometimes Anglophone people, and that's very fun. We made this film in March and April, and we were in Uplands, we were in Bishops, in the basement of Bishops.
Is that right?
You can see David Price in the film. You can see the principal of Bishops principal, Mr. Uh-huh. Goldblum. That's
yes,
it.
Yes, yes.
And we play curling in the curling club.
Is that right?
And I made the quilty club. That's it.
Yes.
So I have a part of with them.
Uh-huh.
So that's a kind of two French people discovered that Anglophone part of Quebec,
uh-huh,
Lennox Vegas.
Yeah.
And also it's ending with Stan at the Lion Pub drinking couples of beer with Stan. And this character finishing on the side of the river looking for gold.
Is that
because
right?
Somebody told them about gold in Lennox Vegas.
I see. And so when is this?
Well, this film will be available on television, Canal Savoir,
uh-huh,
in July. I don't know the date, but
okay,
during July. And it will supposed to be available on different sites, please.
Okay, that would be great. We're really looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much for coming in today to
CJMQ
Studios. And good luck with all of your endeavors.
Thank you.